The word for today is you need a vision. In Psalm 89 and verse 19, we read, you spoke in a vision. The psalmist says, you spoke in a vision to your faithful people. You said, I have found David, my servant. With my sacred oil, I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. Great vision always precedes great achievement. And God is the giver of great visions. So ask him for one. Vision gives birth to the goal. It sparks and fuels the fire within and moves you forward in spite of the odds and obstacles. To get a handle on the word vision, you must understand these things. One, vision comes from God. He knows what you're capable of and what he's gifted you to do. Are you looking beyond yourself, even beyond your own lifetime, as you seek your vision? If not, you may be missing your God-given potential and his best for you. If, after seeking God for a vision, you still don't have one, consider partnering with someone whose vision resonates within you. Two, vision draws on your history. Vision isn't some mystical quality that comes out of a vacuum. It grows out of your past experiences and the history of the people around you. Three, vision meets other people's needs. A God-given vision goes far beyond what one person can accomplish. It includes and blesses others. If your vision doesn't do that, it's probably too small. Four, vision attracts resources. Like a magnet, it draws, challenges, and unites people. It also rallies finances and other resources. The greater your vision, the more faith-filled people it will attract. And the more challenging the vision, the harder the participants will fight to achieve it. And that's the word for today on UCB.